Welcome to the Insurance Stream. I'm your host, Dave Bowling. Good to be with you today. It is Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. We're talking about the biggest, baddest insurance conference on the market today, InsurTech Connect. This year, they've got a little something for us, the agents. It's a first. We're going to check it out, dive deep with Drake. Today's episode is sponsored by Brightfire. Brightfire is your agency's all-in-one marketing and lead generation solution. They've been serving agencies since the year 2000. They are your one-stop shop for search engine optimization, websites, reviews, reputation management, local listings, pay-per-click advertising management, social media management. I'm going to run out of air. These guys do a whole bunch of stuff, and the best thing is it's a la carte. So you don't have to pick everything. You can pick one thing or two things. Whatever, and they're really reasonable. Go to theinsurancestream.com, click on services for your agency, click on digital marketing, and you can see everything that Brightfire has to offer you right there. All right, welcome to the Insurance Stream. I'm your host, Dave Bowling, here today with Drake Slyku Lawhead. He is the head of ITC Growth and the head of agents over at ITC or InsurTech Connect. They have been the biggest conference in insurance for a very long time. And they've gotten the same feedback. I went to ITC a couple of years ago and I was really excited, and it was very cool. It's fascinating to see what's going on inside the industry. But when I got back, they said, "How'd you like it?" And I said, "You know, I felt like there was nothing for me there. It was fascinating. It was interesting. I learned a lot. I feel like I know way more about the carrier side and the claim side and the artificial intelligence and how we use these things to our advantage and all sorts of stuff that I learned. Zero things that could help me with my business." And you know, that's not the only feedback that they've received like that. So what they've done is they've put together ITC Agents, which is going to be on Tuesday, October 15th. ITC is going to be from the 15th to the 17th. The ITC Agents is going to just be on the 15th. And then you can float around and learn all that, you know, interesting, fascinating stuff about the industry that will help you be a better advisor just knowing these things. But the 15th, they've really just honed in and created a event just for agents and agency owners. And Drake is here to talk with me today about that. Drake, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Abe. Nice to talk to you again. You're absolutely right that we did get that feedback, and we have done, like, we get agents come in every year. They kind of just find us, right? Yeah. But we have 9,000 people come in. It's like 35% carrier. Right. We have the vendors, we have the brokers, we've got, you know, the startups, the investors, everybody like that. Yeah. We've never had anything just for agents and agency owners who have kind of particular, you know, they're a very important part of the ecosystem, but they got their own needs and their own worries and their own issues that they're dealing with. And so for a while, we've had this idea of putting on something for the agents and the agency yes. owners. And this year, I'm pleased to announce that we are going to do that. And we're putting in a lot of resources into this. We've got a great advisory board. And as you say, we've got a one-day intensive kind of program for ITC, for independent agents. And it's really going to be, we hope it's going to be like a practical kind of workshop. You know, how do you add value to your business in a hard market, right? And adding value could be growing. It could be, how do you acquire customers for cheaper? How do I get into new lines? How do I expand? How do I hire people? That's a big one. You know, and then it's also like the tech side. What tech do I need to do that? What tech don't I need to do that? You know, making sense of that whole, of your whole tech stack. I imagine we're going to talk a lot about AI as well, which is just, as everyone knows, rapidly kind of on our radars now, if not already kind of being used. So we've got a one-day practical takeaway, masterclass, deep dive, workshop, filled program, where people are going to, you know, be able to go back home to their agencies and say, like, how do I add value? What did I learn? How do I add value from day one? And so that's on the Tuesday. And then Wednesday, Thursday is the rest of ITC Vegas. That's our big 9,000 person show with 500 speakers, the keynotes, the parties, all the receptions, the happy hours, and the 700 exhibitors. That is added, that comes free with your ticket to ITC Agents. So that is our value prop. It's a three-day event in Vegas where you can meet anybody you want to in the insurance industry.
For sure. Yeah. And I mean, like, everybody is there. I learned that when I went, because I met some fascinating people, and it was just like these people that, I mean, you meet them and you talk to them and you hear what they're doing and how they're changing things. And you're like, I had a couple on the podcast. You can scroll back and look. It's like probably 150 episodes ago, but there's some of them I'm like, this guy's going to be a game changer in the insurance business. Like this one person that I was talking to, he did crash analytics data that was the whole goal. Of course, is lowering auto accidents, because to save lives was his goal. But on the carrier side, obviously, saving lives and lowering crash equals better profitability. So it was interesting combination of people I met. Let's zoom into this here and let's talk about what's going to happen for agents. Because like you were saying, the hard market, we were talking about this before we started recording. The hard market is really throwing a stick in the spokes as far as like people that have been running their agencies for 5, 10, 15, 20 years, right? This is totally different. They feel like they're navigating uncharted waters. And in a lot of respects, we are, because the last hard market that we had that was anywhere close to what we're experiencing today was in the 80s. It had to do more with commercial insurance and trying to find homes for commercial risks. Now we're talking about, personal lines in a lot of cases in the commercial market, a little bit of a fluctuation there, but still pretty strong. You can still write a lot of markets. So really, these guys are going through, guys and gals are going through this unprecedented times of their agency. I saw when I was looking at the speaker lineup, a couple names that jumped out to me. Mick Hunt, he's awesome. You've got Mike Stromso. If you haven't read his book, I had him on 20, 30 episodes ago. I don't know. If you haven't read his book, The Unstoppable Profit Producer, you should. I read it on a flight from Phoenix to Orlando. So that's how short of a book it is. Now we're deep diving back in and we're taking it section by section. But I mean, you've got like a really good lineup of meat and potatoes offerings for these agency owners that are coming in. Tell me about like how we think the day is going to go. Like, are there going to be multiple workshops by these folks? Is it going to be one stage that's going to have the main speakers and then they break off? Like, what's the format going to look like? Can I pick what I'm going to do, or is there kind of just a conference schedule laid out? What's that going to look like?
So here's our idea, Abe. We don't want to have kind of general panels on what the future is going to look like. That's something you can get at ITC Vegas in general. ITC Agents is going to be broken down into 15-minute slots, what we're calling mic drop sessions, right? So these are like high energy TED Talks, right? Without the kind of worthiness of the TED Talk, right? 15 minutes, one big idea on stage. Here's what I did. Here's what I do, And then we move on, right? So these are 15 minutes is a very good time for the kind of human attention span. So you mentioned some of our speakers. We also got Ryan Hanley, we got Chris Paradiso, Mick Hunt, Jeff Roy,
Oh,
Mike
Chris.
Stromso, people who are well known kind of influencers. They're going to get up and they're going to do 15-minute kind of mic drop, and like this is everything we need to know about AI or something or whatever it is. And then we move on to the next. There'll be probably a couple panels. We'll have some keynotes in there as well. But that's the format. It's going to be quick and punchy, and I think the crowd will go for it.
I think you're right. So, tell me, as an insurance agency owner, I come to Las Vegas on the 14th, right? I check into Mandalay Bay. I wake up on the 15th. How early is the day expected to start for ITC agents? How late does it go? I mean, and I know how late does it go, like officially, right? Because there's going to be hanging out and people talking and stuff for till 2 in the morning. I don't know. But like officially, how late is it going to go? And then how much activity is going to be in that day for agency owners?
So I should also mention that the it's as well as a conference, it's got its own expo, right?
Yes.
We have a separate kind of, we've booked a big kind of ballroom, so it's going to have an expo with about 30 different sponsors. Those will be carriers, those will be kind of vendors, the people who are providing your AMS or your CRM, the people that like the Applieds and Vertafores and Ascend, Xywav, they're all going to be there as well.
Yes.
So the conference will start early at 8. So if you arrive on Sunday, don't take yourself out of the game too soon, unless you're made of stronger stuff. It's going to start about 8 o'clock, and it will go till about 4:30, 5 p.m. And then we head straight over to the kickoff party for Vegas. That's where like you'll meet thousands of people, right? We did it at the House of Blues last year. And then the next morning, Wednesday, is our keynotes. We've got a couple of I don't know if I'm allowed to say our theme is space, right? And we've got a couple cool, and we're doing
That's
big.
why Bill had the space helmet on in his
That's
email.
why
I'm
all our
like,
signatures have us in AI.
why did you AI create an image of yourself in space? That makes sense now. Got it. All right.
Right, so that's so AI and space, those are our big things. We're kind of inspired by space exploration, and it's cool time to kind of tap into that. Anyway, we've got keynotes on Wednesday, and like I said, with your ticket to agents, you'll do that one day thing. You'll go to the kickoff party. You can and then you're on your own, until 2 a.m. in the morning, right? There's like 30 restaurants at the Mandalay Bay, right? You're not going to be short of anything to do. And you'll have a different kind of color badge, so you can all kind of hang out, and you'll be your own group. And then yeah, Wednesday, Thursday, there was over 60 parties last year in those 2 days. There's something happening all the time, not to mention on the expo floor itself, we've got musical acts, we've got kind of fun things, happy hours going on, games rooms, all this kind of stuff. So you're up left to your own on Wednesday and Thursday. But the idea is that after Tuesday, you'll go away with your roadmap, right? Like I need to meet like five people who can talk to me about my AMS or like or chatbot providers. Like they might be vendors or they might be carriers. I want to talk to this. I want to talk to XYZ insurance carriers. Agents, liaison person. Now the cool thing is that in the app you can see every single person attending. You can filter it, and then we have a meeting zone with 100 tables in the middle of the floor, and you just say like, I need to meet some people who are doing AI. I need some people to meet some people who can give me a new CRM. You find them, you set up a meeting, and we can't force them to meet with you, but most of the time they will, or you stop by their booth, right? So that's our value prop. Come for the one day event that you're kind of used to going to, and then stay for the 3 day Vegas experience. I would take the whole week off.
So I've been to some conferences where I walk in the door and I'm like, I feel like my agency just launched forward 5 years, right? Because of the stuff that I learned and the few little tips and tricks of avoiding this or do this or whatever. Like you've eliminated, 5 years of trial and error for me hoofing it on my own. I've been to other conferences where I'm like, man, I wish I just would have slept in and
Some
taken the
time
week
back, yeah.
off. Right. Yeah. I mean, just it was a waste of my time. It was a waste of airline miles. I use a lot of airline miles. It was a waste of money on a hotel. It was like just the whole thing was like, man, I wish I just wouldn't have done anything rather than invest in this because this was a big loser for me. Tell me why this conference in particular is going to be the first and not the latter. I mean, and you've already kind of highlighted over some of it. Like you've got all these high powered speakers that are going to be back to back to back to back, right? So if there's somebody up there, it's like I'm not resonating with or something like, eh, wait 15 minutes and then you get somebody else. And there's going to be somebody that you're like, man, this is, but tell me like the high level version of why this is, if agents are going to pick one place to go to in 2024, this should be the one to give a shot to, because as you know, your price point is a little bit higher than the other conferences at $995. But like what th there's a reason for that, right? You're not just going to slap a cardboard sign on the door and go $1,000 because that would be a really dumb idea. And you guys have a lot of experience doing this. You've been doing it for a long time. You're arguably the biggest conference in the insurance industry. What makes you think this is going to be the best event for agents to go to? Period, all year long in 2024.
Well, first, I'd say that the 995, we that it's surprisingly, it's inc you would be shocked how expensive it is just to buy breakfast, for 400 people, right? So,
We've looked into it. It's a fortune for sure. Yeah, go
it's
ahead.
like wedding prices. It's like I want a cake.
Yes.
You want a wedding cake? Oh, it's five times extra. That's kind of what you're dealing with. But anyway, so 995 we think is competitive. We've actually already sold 10% of our tickets, and we haven't even gone to market yet. So we don't feel a bit bad about getting those 500 agents that we're aiming for. 450, 500 agents, what we want. As for why someone would come to
So
ours.
reason number one is it's already starting to sell out, so you haven't even advertised, so you should
That's
probably
right.
go get your ticket if you're even thinking about it. Go ahead, reason number two.
That's right. So I would also say, like, I'm a comp. I believe in the value of meeting in person a lot, and so I wouldn't recommend anyone just goes to one conference. There's local big eye conferences that might be really good for you. So we're doing something different, and there's a lot of good agent conferences out there. I'm going to go to a couple of them myself this year. And so we're not trying to like replace that, but what we are doing is offering an agency network neutral and a vendor neutral platform. So we're not like a user conference run by one of the big kind of vendors, which are, I understand, are very good, but they're a very different kind of thing, right? It's just going to be their slate of vendors. And we're not a network only, in network only thing. So you're going to meet people from around the country who are doing kind of different things. Maybe you have some auto guys in Alaska and you've got some personal lines, people in Florida. That's kind of an interesting value prop as well, just to have that kind of neutral platform. We don't have an opinion ourselves. We are just a platform. But I think our value prop really is just that you're not paying to come to one day in like a little town in Illinois or something. No disrespect to Illinois. But you know what I mean? You've been to that conference, right? And then you go home, right? You've got a 3 days. You're going to the world's largest insurance innovation event. If you haven't been to ITC Vegas and you're in the insurance industry, you should go once, right? And if you don't like it, you never have to come back. But it's 9,000 people, 700 sponsors, 500 speakers. It's a cool place. And it's, like I said, 60 parties. So
It's like a
you go to
small
your,
city of just insurance.
right, it is. It's kind of, it's weird. It's cool if you're into that kind of thing. But if you haven't been, like, go once, see if you like it. If you didn't get anything out of it, we're not going to come and find you, hunt you down. You're not going to, we're not doing that. We think what we offer is valuable, and that's why we've grown every year. We're very happy with our advisory board, who are going to keep us on track, make sure that everything we're doing is really agent focused from the inside. I'm not an insurance expert. I'm a conference expert, and so I rely upon, our advisory board and people like you to, make sure that our topics are really critical and up to date. So we're feeling.
No, I was going to say, I know you and I talked, you dropped a couple names before on people that are on your advisory board, and I'm like, if that's who's like kind of spearheading the content for this, it's going to be a winner because ha having and I was going to say too, that was my impression. I was going to see what you said to that question, because by the way, we didn't rehearse any of these questions before we jumped on the air and started recording. I'm just like, hey, your conference used to be terrible for agents. What's different? No, I'm just kidding. But it didn't have data that was like pinpointed for us.
That's
And
right.
I went and it felt like that, right? But now with these people that you've got on this agent advisory board and these other things, these people that have built these powerhouse massive agencies that have been swooped up in acquisitions just like that, if those are the people that are planning this conference, it's guaranteed to be a winner. How do people sign up for ITC Agent Strike?
You go to www.itcagents.com, and then you learn
That's
about. But yeah,
so.
that'll redirect you to the Vegas site, but idcagents.com, that's what we're calling it. And that'll give you the details on who's there, who's going to be there, what the day will be like, what's included with the ticket, et cetera.
Well, I'm super excited because, obviously you guys, like you said, you're a conference expert, not an insurance expert, which is completely fine because just because you're an insurance expert does not make you a conference expert. And I think we've seen that a lot of conferences that have been attempted to have a go on. We've looked at doing our own Insurance Dream conference, and the reason we have not is because of exactly what you talked about. You got $55 bacon and egg breakfasts and very complicated, whole ecosystem of stuff. So it does take an expert to do this stuff. But what I'm excited about is the fact that you guys have really pinpointed towards the carrier side and the technology side and all this stuff for so many years and done such an impressive job that thousands of people. I said it with Bill Harris on. It's like the Super Bowl of insurance conferences is ITC Vegas, right? So to
That's
have
a Super Bowl is a
this,
trademark, so I'm not allowed to say that. But yeah, it's that we call ourselves the Super Bowl of insurance. Yeah.
So and we're not trademarking that, right? We're not trying to compete with the NFL, but if there's a comparison, like that's the comparison because this is the biggest event in insurance all year round. There's no. I don't think there's any real argument that is not the case, right? So when you have something zeroed in like ITC agents, I'm excited. I'm super excited because you guys stamp excellence on whatever it is you choose to do. You've chosen to do this year. Like Drake said, go to itcagents.com. It's October 15th through the 17th, Mandalay Bay in Vegas. Again, Mandalay Bay is fantastic. And it's huge. So there's plenty of options for anything you want to do anywhere. It's a great place. You don't even have to. When I went a couple years ago, I didn't even leave Mandalay Bay. I got dropped off in a cab. I ate there. I had entertainment there. I had, meetings. We had all sorts of stuff. And then we did not leave the building until we went back to the airport. So
For me.
go ahead.
No, nor did I.
Yeah.
Although last year, people
what's the
like
point?
found time to go to the Sphere and then catch U2, or they go to some cool restaurant like Carbone or whatever is hot that month, you know. So like, listen, like
Sphere might
you
pull me out of Mandalay Bay if we go this year. It might.
okay, yeah,
Because that's
but
pretty cool, right?
yeah, for
That's
sure.
super cool. Awesome. Hey, appreciate it, Drake. Thanks so much for swinging by. Look forward to see you in Vegas.
Hey, thanks for having me, Abe. We'll see you there.
All right.